Hi, this is Paul, and a bunch of you have wanted me to break down this conversation, and I don't know that I will. I'm still trying to get through all of the backlog of requests for conversations, and so I'm working on that, and that takes 2 to 3 hours a day. Usually it doesn't leave a lot of time for making videos and just sort of walking through an hour and 40 minutes like this. I don't know that this conversation needs an hour and 40 minutes of walking through. If I did, I would probably spend a fair amount of it sort of steel manning Daniel Dennett, because it's telling that this is the teaser, and that really surprised me.
Of the evolution of ethics in the last 10,000 years has been a history of the secularization of ethics. And it's still evolving. And we have issues today. We have issues about vegetarianism. We've given up cannibalism and slavery, but there's still no agreement on a lot of fundamental issues in ethics. But those agreements have nothing to do with religion.
So, Dr. Dennett,
and the vegetarianism. So we stopped eating each other, but we're still eating animals. I posted a little piece on Twitter. You know, there are interesting pieces of the conversation, but right away, Jordan sort of, gets right at, okay, well, let's talk about your definition of religion, because maybe if we can sort of find each other on that, then, we can make some progress here. And that failed. Dennett basically sticks with his definition. Religion is about supernatural things. Supernatural things are BS. He flip-flops on the value of religion. It's either, something that's always been trying to retard the ethical. I mean, mostly these are all the standard new atheist arguments that are now pretty crusty old.
And I will call you Dan. I'm very interested in talking to you about your ideas about religious belief and practice.
And I mean, Jordan's got a lot of interesting suits. And of course, this particular coat is at this point his favorite. He wears it often. It's actually a very controversial coat among some people, especially the Orthodox. But to wear it to this interview, that was interesting.
And you may know that I've talked to some of the Hawkinson with Sam, you and I, and in your book today, Breaking the Spell. And that's really the domain that I wanted to discuss, although I'm perfectly happy to branch out from that in anywhere that our conversation takes us. And I want to try out some ideas on you, and I want to see what you have to say about them. I'm going to start with a definition, if you don't mind, from your book, so that we have some sense that we're talking about the same thing. I think I'll try two definitions, because there's two domains I think that we could dig into that would be very useful. So, like you, I'm interested in what I believe. I'm interested in the scientific analysis of religious belief. I don't think that we
necessarily... Well, I am too.
Yes. And so that's where I'd like to... That's what I'd like to investigate. So I'm going to start out with a couple of definitions from your books, and then we can dig into that. So,
and the yellow cover on the phone, that's kind of interesting. Jordan likes color. He likes that fun. I like it.
The first one is that you described the religious domain as avowed belief in a supernatural agent or agents whose approval is to be sought. And that was a definition that I took from Breaking the...
And so, it really doesn't go... It really just doesn't go well. And not because of Jordan. I think he was, from what I saw, for the most part, I think he was perfect in this interview. He didn't interrupt. I mean, there was the McGilchrist conversation got awkward at moments, and who's going to talk, and you know, nobody quite knew in terms of that dance who was leading and who was following. And even though there was tons and tons of really good stuff in the McGilchrist conversation from both sides, I really liked what both of them brought to the table. But as a conversation, it was just sort of a little fumbly and awkward. Jordan was just perfect in this conversation. He was generous. He didn't dunk on him. But when Jordan was posing the questions, the answers that were given were just, for the most part, so bad that Jordan didn't have to say anything. Then he'd come back around to them, and, well, how can I not talk about certain portions of this? Well, it's just going to take a lot of time that I don't have to sort of play it and walk through it. You know, so Dennett, basically, the stuff that he said about secularization, again, you can sort of clean that up and make the point that, well, what he means by secularization is that the focus on achieving goals for the next life or otherworldly goals have over the centuries in terms of secularity sort of come down to this world. And there's certainly a degree of truth for that. I wouldn't say that process has been taking 5,000 or 10,000 years. That process is just in the last couple of centuries. But it also completely ignores the fact that religion has been pervasive across the globe as people trying to gain spiritual power in order to achieve what they wanted to see happen in this life. That's basically paganism. And while Achilles might be concerned for his renown, and while people might be concerned to have a pleasant next life, and while they might build pyramids and such, I would say that throughout history, a majority of the religious behavior has been about attempting to achieve power from the gods or power from the heavens or arrange things so that we can have our best life now. I mean, that's just basic religion. And the fact that in some ways, let's say the center of gravity sort of goes up and down between heaven and earth or moves across in terms of this life or the next life, the fact that that sort of wavers over time. But again, these kinds of sort of global estimations are nearly impossible to do, especially for the fact that for most of human history and for the vast majority of the planet, we have so little information about what people thought. I had a wonderful conversation today with Lucas Vinos about, so he studied Egyptology, and we talked a little bit about that. And he basically is like, you know, I got my undergrad in that, but we really have no idea what really was going on in their minds, even with all the hieroglyphics and buildings and things we have that haven't decayed because Egypt is dry and it's been professionally excavated for a very long time. We still are just sort of guessing a lot in terms of what were they actually thinking. And that's one of the civilizations that we have stuff from. Whereas through just about everyone else in all of human history, we don't really know a whole lot. And even among, let's say, even within the Christian tribe, I was having this conversation with, who was I having this conversation with? But anyway, it's really hard to say, know what they were thinking. Well, that wasn't a recorded conversation. Know what they were thinking so long ago. So What to me, the takeaway from this conversation is that New Atheism is basically dead. That doesn't mean that there aren't plenty of New Atheists around there, but that moment has passed. The horsemen are scattered. Richard Dawkins is saying stuff, and Daniel Dennett, you know, he's got this big patch on his head. I don't know about his health. I don't know his age. I don't know if they, you know, it's fine to talk. I don't know if, frankly, they should be recording this conversation. I don't know. Again, Jordan was absolutely wonderful. He didn't dunk. He didn't press things. He asked for explanation. And to me, Jordan has been working on these themes for a while now. And the more he talks about these things, and his the last number of conversations with Schellenberger, with Ian McGilchrist, and with Daniel Dennett, I mean, the shape of his book, We Who Wrestle with God, is just getting clearer and clearer. His arguments have gelled. They're ready to be put out there. And while I'm sure there'll be plenty of people who discuss it, and of course it won't be carried, I think the broader spirit is being exorcised, and this video is a contribution to that exorcism. But Dennett himself wouldn't experience any exorcism at all. He basically continues mouthing the kind of new atheist lines, and they increasingly, at least to me, I'm sure to many others, they'll look differently. But to me and to many, so one of the things that Lucas, to many others, they will just be, they just won't have any power anymore. And so I think Jordan's book and Jordan's work is going to continue to have an impact. Now, Lucas asked me towards the end of my conversation with him, we sort of ran out of time, 2+ hours, and both of us were having a great time, but the dog needed to eat lunch, and the coffee break ladies were leaving, and I had, coffee break is a women's Bible study. I always say the coffee break ladies, and in the Christian Reformed Church, you would know that, because it started as a denominational program out of home missions, but it's just the women's Bible study, and most of the women are in their 80s, and they have walkers, and I usually carry their plates to the car and chat with them about whatever I need to chat with them about. So that's what I'm busy with usually on Tuesday before and after their Bible study. I don't run their Bible study. They do their Bible study themselves. They don't need me to come in there and mess it up on them. But so he was asking about Jordan Peterson and his influence. And it's kind of a hard thing to measure because in some ways, his audience is, as a percentage, it's probably narrower. The job done to him by the Blue Church was successful, so that huge numbers of people in America or Canada, when they hear Jordan Peterson, will just be dismissive. And that's continues to be a reality, and I don't know that going with Daily Wire helped him in this regard. But he seems to like it, so we'll see what comes with that. Again, you know, as long as he's on there and as long as he's having good conversations, they'll probably get their subscription from me, because gotta see it. But I think his arguments continue to improve, and I think his arguments continue to improve. It'll be interesting again to see what happens with ARC, what the impact of that will be. You know, I was thinking this after I was talking to Lucas and I had the dog home and I was giving the dog some exercise. I was thinking about the fact that a lot of this I sort of filter through the idea of a body. And if someone, let's say, is a leader in a church, they're leading an existing body. Jordan Peterson sort of carved out a wake after him in the culture of which certainly this channel and this little corner and Peugeot and Verveke and others are kind of a part of. But I don't know exactly in what bodies Peterson's influence will have impact. They've certainly had impact in the Orthodox Church. I would imagine they've had some impact in the Roman Catholic Church, but the Roman Catholic Church is so massive, I don't know that it's had a great impact in the Christian Reformed Church. So in terms of those kinds of existing bodies, and then sort of the creation of new bodies, how will that go? So Jordan is doing a fine work of exorcism here, and Dennett won't experience any of the benefit of having the particular spirits that hold sway over him to be freed from. So yeah, if you want sort of Jordan walking through his main arguments about, well, science is not founded upon science, science is founded upon culture. And again, when Dennett said that, it's like, wow. And then as he talks about culture, it seems increasingly like he's not even grappling with any of the questions about where culture comes from and the role that religion plays in culture. And even as the tide of modernity continues to recede and naturalism continues to recede and people recognize that the mythology and the narratives, they all count and they all facilitate. And, you know, even the example about, you know, put a group of unrelated chimps in a room and you're going to have violence and mayhem. And why do people manage so well? Well, that's culture. Okay. Culture comes from C-U-L-T. And, you know, you're just sort of off. You're just sort of on from there. So, yeah, watch the video. I haven't watched the Daily Wire exclusive part yet. Just from seeing the first, really any half hour chunk of the video, you'll pretty much get it. You'll pretty much get it that Jordan has his arguments together, and what you'll get from Dennett is just sort of a rehearsal of everything that was sort of put out there in the mid aughts. So there it is. Of course, by now you will have seen the title for this. The title for this I'm thinking about, and it's going to be spicy. The title's going to be spicy. The thumbnail, probably not so spicy, but the title spicy. So leave a comment. Short video, sorry. Just, again, I've had, when I do 2 to 3 hours of conversation in a day, it just doesn't leave much time for video analysis or some of the kinds of other things I want to do. I've got 10 videos in my mind I'd love to do and no time to do it. But I think after next week, I'll get through a lot of the backlog of conversations, and then I have to track down some other people that I put off for a while. And then, but in the meantime, I've had a really fun conversation with Christian Baxter. That's on his channel. It'll come out to this channel in a while. Had a super conversation with Lucas Van Oss, and that'll come out on his channel, I think, this weekend. Then I'll put it out on my channel a little bit later. And, so leave a comment. Let me know what you think.